Good afternoon. It is 12:04. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Joanne substituting for Strike the Box because Chris had to work. Hopefully the culture vultures amongst you have recognized the first two movements of Vivaldi's Spring. We're now going to hear the last movement, the Allegro with the Pastoral Dance. And then we're going to hear from the brand new album from Terenzo Cannon, some Graham Nash, some Jeff Buckley, some Luther Dickinson, a trip on the Wayback Machine to one of those British rock bands.
understand what a seasoned woman do for a man. She's not dependent, she speaks her mind. Keep on living, you'll find in time. I want a fine seasoned woman. I like a fine seasoned woman, love. Yeah, your skin is nice and tight, but I like my women seasoned and ripe. Now, young woman, leave me be and send your mama and hear to me. I want a fine seasoned woman. Hey, I like a fine seasoned woman, yeah.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR, or E09, or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Just around the bend. hot, dry wind blows right through me. Your baby's crying, I can't sleep. Oh, but we are no Lord, change is coming. Coming closer, sweet release, sweet release, sweet. You hear me? I'm calling you. Oh. This is based on some music that I heard in a dream. I saw in a dream. It's going to be called You and I. Ouch. Because that's what the people in the dream were singing. It's like that. I heard that the people singing that in a dream. Yeah, and it was a dream where I was in an auditorium at a college, and everybody was congregated and singing the same words. And there was this, like, you know, a bunch of this band on stage, and they were like, you know, sort of spacey deadhead band with like guys in their 20s, like a bunch of grunge guys, but kind of playing this other thing, not like what I'm playing here on guitar. And the people kept on beating out rhythms on drumsticks, like this really great rhythm. It was in like 7/4. It was a really cool space jam. And what it was a song. I dreamed that the song was about this guy, the person in the song is singing to his lover, supposedly, that he's completely theirs. The lover has forbidden anybody to have contact with him. The lover has taken away his freedom, taken away his days and nights, taken away his dreams. Send away his friends, forbidden him to, you know, get close to his parents, all that stuff. And what it was an AIDS rally. and the song was about AIDS. Or about something like that. So every time the refrain came around, people would say, "You and I, you and I, you and I," and they point to the sign that says, you know, like it said AIDS with a circle with a slash through it, and they go, "All for you," and they like point to the sign. So that was the dream. I woke up with it. Okay. Anyway, as long as you got that on tape, I'll remember that.
With a thorn in his side, behind the hatred there lies a murderous desire for love. Love, how can they look into my eyes and still they don't believe me? How can they hear me say those words and still they don't believe me? If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? If they don't believe me now, will they ever believe me? Oh, oh, oh. Thorn in his side, behind the hatred there lies a plundering desire for love, love, love. How can they look into our eyes and still they don't believe us? And after all this time, they don't want to believe us. And if they don't believe us now, will they ever believe us? When you want to live, how do you start? Where do you go? Who do you need to know?
Delicate little number called White Queen. So sad, her eyes smiling, dark eyes. So sad, her eyes.
such a breathless night as this. On my brow, the lightest kiss. I was alone. And all around, the air is safe. My lady soon will stir this way. Sorrow no more. The white queen walks, and the night grows pale. Stars of lovingness in her hair, knitting on heart, pleading one word, so sad. Her eyes, she care not see. Oh. How did the fair, what have they seen? The mother of the willow queen, I call her name. I stayed, I loved the footsteps that she made, and when she came, white queen, how my heart did ache, then dried my lips, no words can make, still I wait.
Yep, somebody finally got around to putting out last year the entire Night at the Odeon, the famed Christmas Eve concert, recorded live at the Hammersmith Odeon on December the 24th, 1975. And of course, Freddie Mercury was an absolute killer form. And we're going to hear just a little bit more of a snippet, and then we'll go on to other fine music we have here. Before Queen's A White Queen as it began, we heard from Jeff Buckley with Calling You, Dreaming of You and I, and The Boy with the Thorn in His Side. There's a lot of record companies producing music from tapes recorded live and dead artists. It does seem to be the idea. But before that, we heard from Graham Nash, who's still very much alive with This Path Tonight. Yes, part of the famed Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Before that was Taranzo Cannon with Fine Seasoned Woman. So one more snippet of Queen, and then we go on to Lucinda Williams.
God don't ever change, he's God.
Now then, we're going to do a nice, tasty little medley for you. Just like the one we did the other day, yes. And we're going to start off with a little segment from a number called Bohemian Rhapsody. Mama just killed a man.
God don't ever change, he's God. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Always will be God, he's God. God don't ever change, he's God. Always will be God. Oh, he's a God in the middle of the ocean, a God in the middle of the sea, a heavenly great creator. He truly been a God to me. He's God. God don't never change. He's God. Always will be God. For he's a God in creation, a God when Adam fell, a God way up in heaven, and a God way down in hell. In the morning and skip around like a lamb. Always will be God. Yeah, he's God. God don't ever change. He's God. Always will be God.
Is there anybody waiting? Getting sick of your surroundings. All you want is some attention. You can tell the truth, and you can tell the lie. Say anything you want to say. Are we all just lost in time?
of my newborn baby child, wheel of time spinning in the sky. Baby girl looks me straight in the eye. I would hope to be as brave as she was on Judgment Day. Ain't no grave, hold this body down. Ain't no grave, hold his body down. Ain't no grave,
ain't no grave.
Hold his body down, no
no, no.
Hold his body down, ain't no grave. Hold his body down.
Take it.
Good afternoon. It's 12:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Bonnie Raitt from her brand new album, Digging Deep, with The Coming Round Is Going Through. Before that was Luther Dickinson, joined there by Mavis Staples with Ain't No Grave from Blues and Ballads, a Folk Singer's Songbook, Volumes 1 and 2.